It's yet to be determined whether stem cell research is going to be funded by the federal government or only by private sources. Commentator Jack German says what is known is that the White House and Republican congressional leaders have made the issue a political disaster.
It's unlikely that many Americans have even the foggiest idea about what's involved with embryonic stem cell research. After all, most of us cannot even identify the Speaker of the House. So, had President Bush made the decision on federal funding quickly a month ago, the political impact would have been relatively small. Instead, the delay has turned all the bright lights on the single most destructive fault line in the Republican Party, the one that divides ideological conservatives from the morality police. On one hand, there are Republicans with solid right-leaning credentials. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah, Health Secretary Tommy Thompson come to mind. Both favor federal funding and scientific research of such heady promise, even though they oppose abortion rights. On the other hand, Republicans such as House Majority Leader Dick Armey and Majority Whip Tom DeLay equate the stem cell research with murder, the industry of death, they called it, without moral justification. This is just the kind of politics that opinion polls have shown driving so many moderate Republicans and independents away from the party. These voters live in the suburbs of the Northeast and Midwest and all along the West Coast. Their movement away from the GOP in the last three presidential elections is enough to suggest still another political realignment may be taking place. With stem cell research, the damage to the White House has been made worse by the alacrity with which the House leaders, Armey, DeLay, Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts, have put the pressure on the president in public. If the president disagrees with them, he becomes part of that immoral industry of death. To anyone who understands how the political game is played, the message here is that these giants of the legislative process neither fear the White House nor feel any loyalty to the Republican president who ostensibly leads their party. Can anyone imagine Republican leaders in Congress pulling that stunt on Ronald Reagan 6 months into his first term? I certainly can't. So the bottom line is, no matter what the president decides, George W. Bush risks looking politically inept or possibly politically or morally weak. The president's triumph on taxes seems to have happened a long, long time ago.
The comments of Jack Germond, a retired columnist who covered national politics for 40 years.